Gentlemen, TJ, Mark, Jim, Kathy, and others. I'm going to give you the latest on ClimateGate. Giant developments there, but Solomon in Connecticut, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I just want to say that God is watching over you, man, all the stuff that happens to you. And so I'm just going to get right into my points. Even though they're passing all this Copenhagen stuff and everything that's going on, I just wanted to say something to the audience. It's just like, even though these pieces of paper are being signed, compliance is an option. It's whether or not we want to stand up. And this is just making me so sick that these people are going around and colluding and Al Gore going around. I'm sorry, I'm just getting so upset, but people can't fight the New World Order because they fear themselves. So I think that we're reaching a very spiritual time in our society where we have to go inside of ourselves and gather the strength that we need to fight these people because they have no strength inside themselves. I mean, look at them. Look at Rockefeller. Look at all these people. Look at Al Gore. They're just fat, you know, self-hating people that just want to prove to themselves that they can run the world. And if you ran up to these people in the streets, they'd be so scared. They'd be shaking in their boots. So I just really want to go out there.
That is what's sick. You've got a bunch of inbred, degenerate, murdering control freaks that we just let roll over us because they're the authorities.
Yeah, it's crazy because people look at them as if they have some knowledge that we don't, or some kind of something that we don't. And I see so many people day after day, they're trying to wake up. It's just they're scared. They're scared to be themselves. They're scared to go out there and tell everybody else what they know or what they feel about the New World Order, or about the Copenhagen agreements, or about climate gate being a fraud. They're scared of themselves. So I think that the important message is they're not going to win because this
God bless you. God bless you. Great point, Solomon. Thank you for holding. PJ in the UK, go ahead.
Good evening, Alex. Thank you very much for your interview with Monk, and that was first-class radio. Thank you very much indeed. Three quick points. Just the BBC are cranking up the world, the global warming programs. Today, just gone out on the BBC, 1 o'clock and 6 o'clock, David Shuckman, their environment spokesman, and Dr. Nikki Pope, the head of the Met Office, the weather office, saying the last 10 years have been the warmest in history. So,
which is admittedly a fraud. CNN, every channel is wall to wall, into the world, if we don't pass this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm just making these points quickly, but so those of you people have picked that up. I sent you an email on it earlier on. But the AMPR cameras, we've had those here for 2 years. I'll tell you how sophisticated they are now. Police motorbikes can have them. Traffic police cars have them. Stationary points on traffic lights can have them. And on the London congestion charge, if you don't pay the daily £8 or £12 charge within 24 hours at an electronic pay point, you get the fine in the post, £80. So it'll get to that level of sophistication. But just what you said there very emotionally after that hour with Lord Monckton, surely the entire Patriot Radio movement and newspapers and should get together for 10 days now and just concentrate on this Copenhagen thing. That's sure. I'm just putting up a suggestion.
Yeah, for those that don't know, that's what I'd read. It was as much as £12 just to come in and out of the city, and then now they're starting to put it nationwide. Oregon, California are getting ready. They're getting ready here to turn all the roads into toll roads off license plate readers. This is so hellish, and it tracks everywhere you go.
The big supermarkets have ANPR capability as well. In case you drive out and don't pay for petrol, they're connected to the DVS, the National Registration Bureau, and they can pick your address and get you for that. Well, they should get people.
Yeah, but here they're not telling the public. People just, I've been in cars, they go, I wonder how it comes in the mail when you drive under the camera. It's reading your license plate, ladies and gentlemen. It's a Pentagon control grid.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. But one other quick point. I know it's another program. You interviewed Nigel Farage. I worked with Nigel for years. His short, sharp, very fantastic speeches are on YouTube. About 20 of them. They're well worth hearing. And I'll talk
about
them
again. No, we want Nigel Farage on. We're trying to get him. In fact, how's that going with the British member of the European Parliament?
Oh, he's knocking hell out of them. But I'll send you another email. There's no picking him up. He'll come on. But I'll send you his contact number.
Yeah, he's the head of the what's the name of the party?
The UK Independence Party.
Yeah, the head of the UK Independence Party. Stay there. I want you to finish your point when we get back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm looking at a headline from PrisonPlanet.com. Youth Corps in action as Explorer Scouts take to the streets. Policing Christmas parade. Squad stands at attention with lowly green shirts sent to the back of the line. And remember the New York Times showing that Explorer Scouts were training to take on disgruntled veterans and confiscate their guns. I tell you, this country is just completely imploding. Absolutely imploding. The whole world is just sliding into tyranny right now. It's just horrible. PJ, finishing up with the point you wanted to make from the UK.
Just briefly, you know, again, thank you for Moncton on that program. Outstanding radio. I hope you repeat that as your main broadcast this week. But you mentioned Nigel Farage. I worked with Nigel Farage for years. His short, sharp attacks on Blair and Brown, there's about 20 videos on YouTube, are the biggest laceration you'll see ever, one politician against another. They're outstanding, and he's a fantastic orator. I'm sure he'll come on your program at short notice. So you
Well, we contacted him, and maybe it's not getting to the right place. We'll put you on hold and get... maybe if you have his number or the best way for us to contact him. I've been wanting to get him on for weeks. Nigel Farage, with the British Independence Party. Craig, did you have any luck with Nigel Farage? Do we have any luck getting him on? Or did he contact us back? Fantastic. Okay, well, we'll get that information, PJ. Thank you. We'll put you on hold. Now, Ed, definitely somebody fighting the New World Order there. Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, you know, I have to second Solomon there, your first caller, I think, as far as God's protecting you, you know, like 24/7. I know that he is number one because you're one of the foremost truth tellers on a global level on this planet. You're very important to him. He's using you as a tool, and I think you realize that. And he's going to protect you because you've prayed for yourself and you have other people praying for you, and because he would protect you anyway because he made you to be in the role that you're in. And he's not going to let evil have the upper hand on you, because if God hadn't been protecting you, Alex, you wouldn't even have gotten near this far. And I know it's hard to see it when these dark birds come circling down close around you and you can see them, but they're doing it just for that reason, to scare you and put fear in you. But they can't do anything to you now for their own reasons. But as I mentioned to you before, it just happens to be the way that God protects you is the whole situation in total relative to them. They just, it's not the right time, and it never will be the right time. But God will let you know if there's ever a time to flee for your safety. And you just pray for him to do that for you, and he will do that. And you can take heart in that. You can live on from the present to the future in this tremendous role that you've done.
New World Order is trying to do to Alex Jones is lie about me, destroy my name from the mainstream media, the alternative media, take what I've said and done out of context. But it doesn't matter, because I'm just getting the info out for the people to stand up and be leaders in their own right. And so that's what we're doing. But, when I see the Denver police in the Denver Post admitting they dressed up like anarchists and attacked other officers to demonize the peaceful protest so they could attack peaceful people, and when I see it in Seattle and I see it in Genoa, Italy, and I see it at the G20 when they killed a guy just delivering newspapers and then lied about it, and when I see at the SPP meeting last year, police caught dressed up like anarchists attacking other officers. How do they get the police to be so evil and to carry out false flag attacks? I mean, it's in the Denver Post that police dressed up like anarchists and attacked other police for news cameras. It's in the Seattle Post Intelligencer that happened in 99 and they hired anarchists they brought in. It was in the major Canadian papers that the police dressed up like anarchists, and the people noticed their boots were all the same, and that the police staged their arrest, and then the Royal Mounted Police had to admit they staged that. And to just know that they're staging events, provocateuring events, setting people up, lying about it. I mean, I remember just a few years ago, Texas Monthly, who's here, by the way, and the reporter that I interviewed, where an informant went and set up 50-something innocent people just to put them in a private prison and made up that they had drugs. And in Dallas, the police admittedly just pull you over, throw a bag of chalk in your car, and confiscate it. And those are just cases that are happening right around me. I mean, how did they ever get the government so criminal? How did they ever get so many people to be part of the government and to go out and commit these type of crimes? I mean, these were like old black people in Tulia, Texas, in many cases with no criminal record, who'd done nothing wrong, and they just put them in the local prison. They built the prison in Tulia. They had to put somebody in it, so they just set them up. And to see the way these informants set up the two young anarchists from Austin to try to firebomb up in Minnesota, same deal. I appreciate your call, Mark. Let's talk to Jim in New York. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. As is my habit, every day I go through Infowars.com to get my news. And there's an article, I don't know if you've got a chance to look at the cap and traders, Goldman Sachs and Enron scam. And the woman in the YouTube, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, she seems to have part of it right, in my opinion. But then she goes on to say how carbon dioxide is poison, blah, 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 in the YouTube. And my fear is that people that are new to the site, that haven't followed this, might Yeah, you may want to look at it. I don't know who posted it. But in any event, they may get the wrong idea, because I know your position. I went to school. I learned that Carbon dioxide said you needed this for plants and the whole, it's all baloney, you know? Whether it be, you know, this whole thing is just one big scam, whether it be health insurance, the industrial military complex in Afghanistan, or this global warming. They're putting money in their pockets, as you aptly say, you know, a bunch of gangsters, and they use different pretexts to do it. But I wouldn't want anybody to be misled.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video we're talking about. You know, we post hundreds of things a day on InfoWars, on Prison Planet, links to articles, links to videos. So I haven't seen it, and I can't comment. We post a lot of stuff on there we don't even agree with. You know, when Ban Ki-moon wrote an editorial for the New York Times, the Secretary General of the UN, 3 weeks ago, calling for global government and saying that the carbon tax would fund the establishment of world government, I mean, I linked to that article. It doesn't mean I agree with Ban Ki-moon. You know, I'm against global government. At the same time, we linked to Herman Van Rompuy, the new head of the EU, saying carbon tax is the key to the world government. And we don't agree with him, but I haven't seen this video, but I'll check into it. Anything else, Jim?
Yeah. Yes, just quickly. You have, like, things posted by Paul Watson. When I see that, I know it's good. You know, that it's not something out of the mainstream, you know? This thing is, like, so iffy. You take a look at it, see for yourself, with your opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But she goes on to say, Annie Lynn, the name is, and she goes on to say about this business about, you know, the carbon dioxide and how dangerous. She just doesn't agree with the cap-and-trade approach with Goldman Sachs and Enron, you know, which is all good.
No, I hear you, Jim. I'll look into it. I appreciate the call. Kathy in Indiana. Kathy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to make a comment on Climate Gate. And I noticed she was talking about climate control. It's not climate control. It's Climate Gate. And what they do is they take sales through there, and they mask the sales with a bunch of information about molecules. And it goes to a publishing company. It's like Book Surge, and it's like Jennifer Mueller. And she does a lot of things like that. They steal millions of dollars, and they manipulate all this stuff, and it goes with all the other stuff you guys are talking about. And it goes against Jesus. And I know that the Lord told me how much they hurt him, and he told me that they've done all this stuff. And I know.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I appreciate your call. Dan in New Mexico, you're on the air. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I want to make a quick point that, you know, if carbon is so bad, then why is it that the vegetation off each side of the highway is bigger than the rest of the vegetation out in the rest of the desert? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. They've done studies, thousands of them, that plants grow faster, live longer, need less water when they have higher levels of carbon dioxide. And from the ice core and also mud core out of the bottoms of deep lakes, going back hundreds of thousands of years, they know that carbon dioxide has been 20 times higher than it is now in our atmosphere. There's a tiny amount of carbon dioxide, and all the science shows it's better when there's more. Unfortunately, the small amount, mainly the oceans are what are exchanging carbon dioxide, according to all the science, the small amount that humans put out really has no effect either way. And that the planet is carbon dioxide starved right now compared to other periods that have transpired over the millions of years on this planet. The UN admits they picked carbon dioxide because they can then put a tax on all human activity. The average human exhales 5.5 pounds of carbon dioxide a day. All industry puts off carbon dioxide. And so they can confuse that with other real pollution and put a tax on it. And the EPA has now announced they're going to list it as a toxic waste to be regulated and taxed and controlled. And Maurice Strong at the United Nations is on record saying they want this to shut down industrial society.
Yeah, and, you know, my wife brought up a very good point. If they somehow are able to effectively control carbon dioxide, it's going to kill off the rainforests a little bit faster than man would, isn't it?
Well, look, they picked it because it's part of the life cycle. Sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, oxygen is what the planet operates off of. Without any of those ingredients, you miss one of those, you have no life on this planet. You've got to have those four things in abundance, and they're putting a tax on the life cycle to set up a planetary dictatorship, world government. In their own words, the denial's over.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season. The happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
But not all of it. I want to recap a bunch of it. That is coming up. Right now, let's... Who's up next, John? Dennis in Indiana. Dennis, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to compliment you on a great job. I called in part of the control grid. I live in Bloomington, Indiana, which I don't mind giving my city, because my local paper, the Herald Times, has put up a database on concealed carry holders.
Yes, they do that as a form of harassment and to set the precedent. Newspapers all over the country publish concealed carry owners as a form of harassment. It's horrible.
Yeah, if you, I don't know if you guys have Googled it and put it up, but it's the Herald Times in Bloomington. Is there any way to find
No, I mean, I'm familiar with newspapers. I mean, just Google right now the term, newspapers publish concealed carry owners. I mean, it's I've seen it hundreds of times.
Wow, so unfortunately this is happening all over. I mean, they're ratcheting the big stuff on us and from the grassroots up. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah, let me tell the guys the right search term. It's newspapers publish names of concealed firearm permit owners. Newspapers publish identities of gun owners, something like that. And you'll get thousands and thousands. Here it is. Tennessee newspaper publishes concealed gun permit list. Then it just goes on and on and on and on. 51,000 hits. 51,400 hits when you do that. Yes, it's horrible, sir.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to thank you and pass that information on to you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Dennis. Let's talk to Michael in Mass. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Hey, buddy.
I got something I wanted to say, but on a lighter note. Have you seen the show Family Guy before?
It's a cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah, tell me Lord Monckton doesn't look like the character Stewie. I think he might get a kick out of that. No, but I like him. But I'd like to talk about words and terms and understanding the language. Because I know you say it a million times, but people just don't get it. A lot of time these people aren't lying. They're not putting out misleading information. It's just you don't speak English anymore. And I'll go through it. All right, so last year in October 2008, the government passed what they called a bailout of the banking industry, right? Now, from where does someone generally get bailed out from? Prison for criminal activity. So if you really understood the language, you would have looked at that and you would have went, well, wait a minute. This is completely inappropriate for the government to be bailing out the bankers. You know, they're telling us.
But it's worse than that. It was a lie. They gave them dictatorial power to steal trillions, not $700 billion. Day one, they baited and switched and said, oh, it's going to be to unfreeze mortgages. And then October 4th, the day after they passed it, they said, oh, we're not going to tell you where the money's going now. We're not going to use it for mortgages.
It was just
and then Paulson sits up there, the former head of Goldman Sachs, and says, yes, I gave myself money from the bailout. I'm allowed to. I got a waiver. And the senator goes, it was actually Congressman Stern of Florida, says, and who gave you the waiver? It's in my film, Fall of the Republic. And he says, the Treasury Department. I gave myself a waiver. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if the people actually understood the English language, when they saw that, you know, in the headlines, they would probably thought the exact same thing you thought of. But, you know, like, I tell people this story about, you know, words and terms, and as soon as you explain it, they're like, oh, well, I didn't see it that way, and I basically have to say, well, it's because you really don't speak English anymore. I mean, I don't know what it is. In 1984, if you, of course, you'll remember, but for the listeners, I mean, what was it? There was that guy whose job it was to destroy the language until it was, quote, perfect. I mean, perfect according to who?
Yeah, that was Newspeak. It was called Newspeak, and it was Ingsoc, double plus good. And they were reducing the language down so it would be impossible to even have a thought, because from birth you would be given limited language. So their job was to destroy the language and to boil it down to nothing.
Freedom of speech. Imagine not being capable of speaking in the first place. I mean, they'd love to have that kind of situation, right? I don't know. It just blows me away. I mean, like, the media, right? People talk about, you know, reality and what they think is potentially real. And, you know, I constantly tell people, you know, you don't even have to lie to the people anymore. You know, if you have control over all the information they get, you just have to omit important details, you know?
Yeah, they lie a lot by omission, but also by spin and just flat-out lying, like saying polar bears are all dying and can't swim. Their numbers are exploding. They're the best land swimmers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care, and right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
To continue with your phone calls, and then right when the show ends, you can go subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com. 200,000 people a day and growing, downloading that for free. We have the higher quality archives, commercial free for PrisonPlanet.tv members, the audio and the video, the TV simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for members there. But you get the free one at InfoWars.com, the listen page. And the restreams will start for the internet audience of Jesse Ventura right at the start of the show. Exclusive, the last interview he's doing this year. He's going to Mexico in a couple days that's where he spends part of the year. His show is a big hit. Conspiracy Theory, I'm a consultant on it. I also appear in the show. I'm the only person to appear in multiple four of the seven episodes, and that's the number one show on True TV in their history, number one news show on True TV, that's going to be premiering part two on 9/11 tomorrow night on True TV, formerly Court TV, so that's very, very exciting on that front. And then Lord Christopher Monckton, the king of exposing ClimateGate and the fraud, filing criminal complaints on the scientists caught red-handed, engaged in fraud, hiding the decline in the last 9 years of global temperatures. That is coming up in the rebroadcast. I know a lot of AM and FMs re-air the show. That is definitely a show that everyone is going to want to hear and see. This is so important, the fight that we're facing right now as a society. Global government is here. Global government is now upon us. And you know what? I have a Texas Monthly reporter here. We've actually interviewed before. I don't know if in the interview I'm going to argue with him about a world government existing or not. Maybe I should play for him what I played for the magazine reporter that was here yesterday. Clips of Al Gore, clips of the UN head, clips of the EU head, clips of other bureaucrats calling for global government and saying Copenhagen is the funding mechanism for all of this. They say they're here doing a profile, so I guess that's not what this is about. It's just that I'm tired of being called a conspiracy theorist when all we're doing is reading the documents and covering the facts here on air. Now, a powerful article, and we're going to contact him and get him on, Gerald Warner, writer for the London Telegraph. Powerful article. ClimateGate, Barack Obama's rule by EPA decree is a coup d'etat against Congress made in Britain. And they talk about how the same systems in Britain and the EU are used to bypass parliaments and the elected legislatures. The EPA now announcing they're going to list carbon dioxide that plants breathe as a toxic waste. Who needs tanks on the lawn when you have the Environmental Protection Agency? Barack Obama's use of the EPA to pressure the Senate to pass his climate change Nuremberg decrees shows his dictatorial mentality. He wants to override Congress, which is hostile to the climate gobbledygook because it's representative of the American electorate, and sideline the nation's elected senators by ruling by decree courtesy of the EPA. This is a coup d'etat. That's what I've been calling it for the last year. This is a bloodless coup by the global governing ruling class against the population, period. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. Now, continuing to expand on this, the biggest news of the day was Lord Monckton going to the United Nations in Copenhagen and threatening them with a House of Lords inquiry if they didn't give him the latest version of the Copenhagen Treaty, which was secret. The bureaucrats buckled and gave it to him. It has taxes on transportation, a global authority over air travel, a global tax on financial transactions. This is total control. 700 plus new bureaucracies, not agents, 700 new bureaucracies over every facet of our lives. And on top of that now, we have this London Guardian story, Copenhagen climate summit in disarray after Danish text leak. Now, this is nothing new for our listeners. This information is nothing for you. It's all covered in Fall of the Republic in detail because we have their own documents. But the UN had lied to the Third World and told them, hey, we're going to loot America and England and Europe and Japan for you. You don't have to make any carbon cuts. We're going to loot them, and we're going to give all of that money to you. Totally made up. This is the same IMF and World Bank whose documents got leaked in 2002. Joseph Stiglitz resigned and went public and exposed it, Nobel Prize-winning economist, how they go into countries and pay them at 30% loan-sharking rates not to pay the debts back, to hand over the entire infrastructures of their countries to the IMF and World Bank. So imagine their horror when they saw the new addendum to the secret treaty today leaked. Now listen to this. Developing countries react furiously to leaked draft agreement that would hand more power to rich nations. It's not the rich nations, it's the banks sitting in our nations. Sideline the UN's negotiating role and abandon the Kyoto Protocol. See, this is going to be selective taxes on the West, freezing development in the Third World, and paying the money, it says, to the IMF, World Bank, and private banking subsidiaries. That is, we have the full text up on Infowars.com. You can also go to this article in the London Guardian titled Copenhagen Climate Summit in Disarray. And the first link, read the Danish text, and it's in English. You click on, in fact, let's do that live on television right now. Radio listeners can just go to the site and click. I want people to see the article, and I want you to see the document. And I want you to go read it. And I want you to see it for yourself. The UN Copenhagen climate talks are in disarray today after developing countries reacted furiously to leaked documents that show that world leaders will next week be asked to sign an agreement that hands over power to rich countries and sidelines the UN role in all future climate change negotiations. The document is also being interpreted by developing countries as setting unequal limits on per capita carbon emissions for developed and developing countries, meaning that people in rich countries would be permitted to emit nearly twice as much under the proposals. What does this eugenicist document say from 1977 written by John P. Holdren? What does the Club of Rome, 1991, say? It is to, what does the Royal Commission out of England say? What does State Department Memorandum 200 written by Kissinger say? They are going to shut down the carbon footprint of the third world for eugenics. Cue up the Berlin Film Festival winning video that shows humans as parasites. They state in here that they want a population reduction of at least 80% and call for adding hormones to the water to sterilize the population. Now, did you hear me? Twice the cuts in the third world. They go to the moron third world and they tell them, oh, we're the IMF and World Bank that have raped you. And they go to them and they say, you're going to get all of America's money if you sign on to this. Then they actually get the text and it says, oh, you're going to have double the taxes. Of course. Of course. It's feudalism. It's imperium. It's empire. It's a global corporate tax to the private global government. Now, don't worry. You think the third world are morons? They're geniuses compared to stupid yuppies in the West who think it's cute and funny and have Terra Pass and Green Pass and these stickers on their cars where they're already paying a tithe, a indulgence, like to the church, but to private corporations for carbon credits. And they're already trading the carbon credits on the global exchanges, the Chicago Mercantile, the London Exchange. So did you hear that? Developing countries are setting unequal limits on per capita carbon emissions for developed and developing countries, meaning that people in rich countries would be permitted to emit nearly twice as much under the proposals. What did Maurice Strong say? I read the quotes directly yesterday here on air. What did Maurice Strong say? In fact, I have that list here somewhere. I can read it again. He said, we must destroy the industrial societies, and that's what the carbon tax will do. Destroy our society. Destroy it. The third world doesn't have one yet. This is meant to keep them from getting an industrial society, which then they'll actually have less children, if you believe that the world's overpopulated, which is the moron common knowledge. No. There are some dirty technologies we need to phase out. This has nothing to do with it. But again, you go to the London Guardian, Copenhagen Climate Summit and Disarray or Danish Text Leak, you click on it, and then you can read the PDF for yourself. So there you go. This is a raping of the third world. The so-called Danish Text, a secret draft agreement worked on by a group of individuals known as the Circle of Commitment, but understood to include UK, US, and Denmark, has been shown to a handful of countries since it finalized this week. And it goes on. Forced developing countries to agree to specific emissions cuts and measures that were not part of the original UN agreement. See, they're already expanding it. It's not enough to put taxes on all money transfers and wire transfers and economic transactions. It's not enough to create a global authority over all air travel with taxes. It's not enough to put taxes on all beef, all chicken, all meat, all fuel, all heating oil. It's not enough. Divide poor countries further by creating a new category of developed countries called the most vulnerable. That means IMF and World Bank controlled nations that really want to rape. Weaken the UN's role in handling climate finance, because the UN's only a fake debating society with a General Assembly with no power. It's the UN Security Council and its 15 members that Obama heads that has all the power. not allow poor countries to emit more than 1.44 tons of carbon per person, developed country, while allowing rich countries to emit a lot more, 2.67 tons, or twice that. Developing countries have been seeing the text or understood to be furious that it is being promoted by rich countries without their knowledge and without discussion in the negotiations. He goes on to say they're setting up a global environmental facility with global government power. Here's a London Telegraph article talking about global government. Uses the term New World Order and global government. Meanwhile, they are engaged in biblical-level frauds with giant billboards, TV ads, globally, with little girls in a picture. Please don't let me drown. I'm going to drown. Schwarzenegger says San Francisco, 938 feet above sea level, is going to be underwater. This is asinine baloney. Oh, man. You found the quotes? Yeah, I don't see them. There's so many quotes, so many documents, how do I even keep track of it all? Ah, yes, here are the quotes. Let me find the Maurice Strong. Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring about that? Maurice Strong. A massive campaign must be launched to de-develop the United States. De-development means bringing our economic system in line with the realities of ecological and world resource situation. Paul Ehrlich, co-author of Eco-Science with the White House Science Czar, calling for forcibly sterilizing you. Meanwhile, there's this article from Playboy, 1969, Gore Vidal, the cousin of Al Gore, calling for a global government for forced one-child policies. You got to go read this article. Gore Vidal endorses environmental authority to regulate breeding and license births. How long have they worked for the plan that we now see unfolding globally? How long have they been setting up this scam? How long have they been pushing for this fraud? Because even people that expose them as a fraud and people that know polar bears' numbers are expanding, that the ice caps are getting bigger, they still think they're just, oh, well-meaning idiot environmentalist. No, they're not well-meaning idiot environmentalists. The low-level people are. The leadership of this, like Queen Beatrix, whose husband founded Bilderberg and the World Wildlife Fund, Prince Bernhard, was a top Nazi and eugenicist and set it up with the admitted eugenicist, Prince Philip, who gave interviews to mainstream newspapers and wrote the foreword to the book, If I Was an Animal, saying he wants to come back reincarnated as a particularly deadly virus to kill more than 80% of the world's population. What does Dr. Eric Pianca at the University of Texas say? He can't wait for airborne Ebola to kill 90% of the world, and we've got to kill 90% of the world. And then his graduate students who are working in bioweapons labs publish his papers for their PhD calling for killing all humans. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. These people couldn't be more monstrous. These people couldn't be more out of control. These people couldn't be more wicked. Here's the video where they teach school children, this is shown in schools all over the world that speak English, that humans are a disease. Here it is.
Our Earth, healthy, strong, and full of life. But wait, what's that you've got there? It looks like you've got a case of the humans. To be a healthy Earth, all of your elements must be in equilibrium. However, these parasites slaughter all other forms of life. Guzzle your natural resources. And poison your atmosphere. Once contracted, humans act quickly. They multiply over 300,000 a day, consuming anything that crosses their path. Earth is just the start. Who knows what's next?
So that's what the elite think of us when they're really the parasites. Meanwhile, humans are incredible creatures. We make many of the environments we're in better. The planet was born in the radiation bath of the sun with volcanic eruptions. One volcano puts out more toxic waste than all human activity in 100 years if it's a big gaseous Mount St. Helens type explosion. But notice the double think. Oh, it consumes your resources, the human, but you're also a parasite. So it's double think. And we showed you the ABC News out of Australia reporting on how the schools show cartoons teaching kids to commit suicide at age 11 because that's when their carbon footprint runs out. And then Newsweek with the cover story, The Case for Killing Granny. That's how these sickos are operating. I'm going to come back, go through my notes on all the other latest climate scam fraud news. Jesse Ventura came fully out against the ClimateGate fraud. He's coming up in T-minus 10 minutes. It's not on your local AM and FM, the rebroadcast. You can listen at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv where we archive it. Jesse Ventura at the start of the show. Lord Mocton, hour number two, even more powerful than the interview we did a couple weeks ago.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15 and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Final segment. The good news is UN climate chief, the global government will control our climate. First it was global freezing, covered a Newsweek 1977, telling you that the whole earth was going to freeze. Forbes has got an article about that if you didn't pay them carbon taxes. Then in the 90s, and it was global warming. Now suddenly it's climate change. You can't have change in the climate. We're on a planetoid going through space. The sun is the main driver. And I know most of you understand that, but we've got to get out there to the young people and others that have been taught it's so trendy to be slaves. It's so trendy to be taxed more to drive your car and be tracked. It's so trendy to have home inspectors in your house. It's so trendy to have an unelected global government controlling every facet of your lives. And I just cannot stress enough how huge it is, and I'm going to the front page of PrisonPlanet.com right now, to have the leaked addendum to the Copenhagen Global Government Treaty, and to have that treaty openly state that it's meant to shut down the third world. And there's another crazy article. Guru of Science Czar Holdren called for doubling CO2 emissions. That's right. He said that large amounts of it should be pumped in the atmosphere to stop global freezing. See, they try to guess whether we're going into a cold or hot cycle. They all know as scientists that it's the sun driving most of it. They know it's going to get hot, it's going to get cold. They know it goes through cycles. So they try to bet and go, okay, we think it's about to get real cold. We'll scare everybody and say, give us global government and let us tax and run your lives, you're going to freeze to death. And then it starts getting hotter, and they go, oh, give us global government, let us tax and trace everything you're doing, or you're going to burn up, and the oceans is going to are going to massively rise and flood you. And then it starts cooling off again, and they go, okay, any change in climate is unnatural. This is exactly what Aztec priests did, or what Babylonian priests did 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago. The priest or the scammer class, the fraud class, the original magicians, the con artist, they'd throw some gunpowder in a fire. It would explode, and they'd say, I have magic. Give me the best food, the best hut, the best women. And then they would map the stars, and they knew that every certain amount of time, the sun would disappear in an eclipse, and the moon would disappear, and they would have a big ritual. And to make everyone supplicate and prove their worship of them, they would say, give me your firstborn. I'm going to cut their heart out. The gods demand it. And they really knew it was psychological warfare, just making people submit to them. And sometimes the people would say, we're not going to give you our children. And then they would go, okay. And an eclipse was coming up, and they'd say, ooga, booga, noonga, chunga. And then everybody would see the sun disappear or the moon. They'd go, bring it back. And he would say, do you give me and my family complete power? We are no longer just high priest. We are now the royal dynasty of the Toltec kingdom. They would say, and just, you know, build me palaces then, or the sun won't come back. I am God. I am Gabugu. And that's all Al Gore's doing. He says, I am Bagubu. Give me billions. Give me Nobel Prizes. I will stop what plants breathe. The polar bears are dying. Oxygen is evil. Gas is evil. I will rule you. World government. I am your king. Publix.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.